Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown, in for Lisa Mullins. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the U.S. Congress via video today in a plea for more aid amid the Russian invasion of his country.
Russian troops have already fired nearly 1,000 missiles at Ukraine, countless bombs. They use drones to kill us with precision. This is a terror that Europe has not seen for 80 years, and we are asking for a reply, for an answer to this terror from the whole world. Is this a lot to ask for?
Zelensky showed an emotional video during his speech. It compared images of Ukrainian cities and residents before and during the war. He spoke about the bravery of Ukrainians and the history of U.S. democracy as he asked for more international help. Massachusetts Congressman William Keating sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He was at the Capitol for President Zelensky's speech and joins us now. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Always great to be here.
Congressman, tell us more about this address. What to you were the most striking things that President Zelensky said today?
Well, he led with the kinship that's there between the U.S. and Ukraine in terms of loving freedom. And then he went on to call for all of us to join together, not just as defenders of Ukraine against Russia, but as defenders of democracy in the global sense. We've been on a trajectory of authoritarianism and backsliding democracy. And I felt I was witnessing part of history and that this is indeed a turning point globally between authoritarianism and democracy.
What did you take away as his specific message or request to Congress?
He had many. One of them was a request that the U.S. sanction the Russian parliamentarians, the Duma, which is a bill actually that I sponsored, that I think his words will help move through more quickly through Congress. He wanted us all to self-police in our own districts, which was an unusual request to check out in our own districts at the street level if there are businesses that are helping Russia by doing business and giving them revenues. And he also spoke well of President Biden, saying he's not just president of the United States in these days, he's president of the world and he needs our leadership.
He again called for a no-fly zone to be imposed over Ukraine. That would require NATO forces to shoot down any Russian aircraft that fly into the banned area. Why has that step not yet been taken, and would you support it?
No, I don't support it. It would result in more innocent people being killed. To enforce a no-fly zone, you have to take out surface-to-air missiles, and they're located in Russia. Absent that, we're putting our pilots and our military at greater risk. And inevitably, there'd also be a Russian downed aircraft, which would propel us into a conflict. So the landscape is moving all the time. But as we speak right now, a no-fly zone could make things worse instead of better.
An argument that I've heard about the U.S. not getting more involved in helping Ukraine with military assistance is the fear that it might push Putin to use nuclear weapons or even draw the U.S. into a world war. How valid are those concerns given what President Zelensky is asking the U.S. to do?
They're valid. Russia is acting in a way that a rational actor wouldn't act. I think Putin totally miscalculated the resistance of Ukraine and the ability of our country as a leader to pull the rest of the world together, particularly Europe.
The United States has imposed aggressive economic sanctions on Russia, including on government officials and oligarchs. President Biden also signed a budget that included roughly $13.5 billion for Ukraine. At least $1 billion of that would go to military equipment. Has the U.S. done enough to help in that area?
Well, it depends how you define enough. Enough to stop Russia? It's almost overwhelming in terms of where the resources of Russia are and the logistics that are there. But what President Zelensky asked us today and what we're doing is to do more. And we will provide more military support. We will increase the sanctions. And importantly, in that $13.6 billion just signed into law, that helps on the humanitarian side. It helps on enforcing those sanctions, as well as providing military aid.
How will the U.S. Respond to Zelensky's address?
I think we already have. The emotion was very strong in the room. As he talked to us today, most of us realized had been a target of an assassination plot just recently, and a continued target for Russia. So he's showing great personal courage at the same time as demonstrating unity and inspiration for his country. So everyone there, I think, felt very emotional.
Massachusetts Congressman William Keating, who was on Capitol Hill today for the address from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.